Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
We're joined again today by our friend Farai Chidea. She's working on a series that we're calling The Value, and it's about how people's priorities are changing in this uncertain economy. So what do you have for us today, Farai?
Well, I spoke with a guy named Mason Scherzer. He is what you might call the ultimate everyday adventurer. When times are tough, a lot of people pull back on travel, but Mason is going great guns. He is embarking on an expedition to Antarctica this December.
I will probably by the end of it have spent about $12,000 or $13,000. I had to start a financial vehicle in the summer of 2008 and save for a year and a half, basically, to be able to pay for it. But I think it's well worth it.
He started a savings account and squirreled away $12,000 to $13,000 in a year. That's pretty good.
Year and a half. And, you know, this is so much more to him than a vacation. This is the fulfillment of a lifelong dream. He's going to be sleeping out on the ice. He's going to be kayaking in, you know, these frigid waters. And most people, only use this kind of a savings vehicle to start saving for a home or to pay off college debt. And it is really important to him that adventure be a part of his life. When we talk about The Value in this series, we're not just talking about people who do service, which Mason also does, but people who fulfill their own quirky lifelong dreams. And I would say this is a quirky lifelong dream. What do you think?
So, yeah, absolutely. So, I mean, has he done this before? I mean, is this the first time he's done this kind of thing?
He is, the consummate, if it's there, I'll see it. He's gone paragliding in the Alps. He's been in the Galapagos Islands. We've got a picture on our site of him with this enormous turtle, hiking in Indonesia. He, in fact, has gone, you know, to most parts of the world already. And when I caught up with him last week, it was in Prospect Park in Brooklyn, hardly the most exotic location. But he was training for the New York City Marathon, which takes place this Sunday. And as you can see from the video we have at thetakeaway.org, he's not exactly one of those skinny little marathoner types. I asked him why he does all this.
Something I do for myself to take me out of my comfort zone and get me out and meet new people and do things that I'm not very good at, because I'm not very good at this stuff.
I would imagine that a lot of people who are struggling right now to make their bills would think it is absolutely insane to set aside $12,000 for a trip to Antarctica. What is he actually having to cut back on in order to be able to afford this?
Well, the thing that is quite remarkable about Mason, you know, in addition to the fact that he is so adventurous and he's also so, understated. The people in his running group didn't even know he was going on this big trip. He's not a bragger. He doesn't go around trying to say, I'm doing these cool things. But he's a saver. He comes from a Midwestern family that, has farm roots. And he is in some ways the most middle American, methodical person around. Instead of running up his cards to go on this big trip, he creates a savings plan. He does not eat out for lunch. He does not go to Starbucks. He buys his clothes and his home furnishing secondhand. So in some ways, he's a very frugal guy. You know, he's the kind of person who
except for his travel budget.
He's frugal so that he can live lavishly when he goes on these big adventures. And it really does, point to certain trends where certain people in this economy are actually saying, not necessarily that they want to spend more, but they want to live their dreams because nothing is promised. But, this will actually be the seventh continent that he has visited.
And I don't know that I set out with that in mind as a starting point, but it's there now. And I just think it's going to be so amazing. I think it's going to be so epic. And I want the experience for myself, and I want to be able to tell people firsthand, this is how it was.
So he's visited all seven continents, and did he tell you he had other plans?
Well, he will have visited all seven once he does this trip
Antarctica.
In December. And, one of the other things that you'll find out more about when you go check out the video online at thetakeaway.org, because, for The Value, we do a little video snippet, and then we do our conversation
here. Full-service multimedia destination.
Exactly, full-service multimedia. And we went to visit him in Prospect Park, and he does charitable races. He raises money for leukemia and lymphoma, for MS, for AIDS, by doing team and training and the AIDS marathon. So a lot of his adventures also have to do with having gone around the world for a purpose that's larger than his own enjoyment. So there's this part of him that goes on these great adventures for himself, but then there's this part that does some of his adventures with groups in order to raise money to help other people. So it's integrated into his life. And this is really why this is the value for him. It is about internally who he is. He is someone who wants to see the world, explore the world, who puts a huge premium on being a part of the world. And I think that that's something that a lot of people want to do, but they say, I can't, I don't have enough money, this, that, or the other. Of course, everyone's circumstances are different, but Mason's life shows that if you are willing to plan and willing to be methodical and willing to skip your latte, you can achieve these huge dreams.
I would imagine there's a lot of people who are saying, I can't do without my latte. Can't I have both?
Well, get a second job to get that latte and that Antarctica trip in.
As for I've mentioned, if you want to meet Mason Scherzer and hear more about his story, she went and spoke with him as he was training for the New York Marathon. And you can see that video at the website, thetakeaway.org. For iToday, a Takeaway correspondent hosting the Value Series. Thanks so much, and we'll see you next time.
Yeah, thanks so much. And, of course, the marathon's this weekend. We want people to be a part of this series. Now, if you've just heard about Mason putting his money into this exotic trip, we want to know, how much of a priority do you put on adventures like this? What is your dream trip? What's worth the time and the investment? Let us know, 877-8-MY-TAKE or mytake@thetakeaway.org.
Thanks, Farai.